Sometimes the truth hurts.
Look at what Kevin Gates said about LeBron and his wife.
This is how the conversation came up. We were just looking at, like, couples and people in the league. And then we were talking about how LeBron do the little handshake with Savannah. And then I came, I was like, maybe I noticed, people don't notice. But I'm like, they was like talking about, what if you had LeBron money? I'm like, man, he one of the greatest players to ever play the game.
Right.
But I wouldn't want to trade places with him. And they was like, why not? Why you wouldn't want to play? I say, because I don't like the way Savannah look at LeBron. I like the way them white women look at LeBron. Like, when soon as he walk out there, they just be like, oh, oh, oh. They be dicked out.
And then look at what LeBron's wife replied.
Chow. Anyway, so.
What? And then look at what LeBron replied. And then look at what Kevin Gates replied.
How y'all doing? You heard me? I'm on my way to have coffee. Coffee spelled backwards is Eve. And before we've had our coffee, we don't give a f- about anything. But I just want to say one thing. The truth hurts, but it heals. And Bron, I love you, cause you my. And I already know she was just, you ain't gonna let him talk, man. You had to, but behind closed doors, you good game. But anyway, look. Long as you being celebrated, I don't care who don't like me. Long as you being celebrated, that's all I care about. Cause you my and I love you. So I don't care if I gotta fall out with somebody I love to get the results. We gonna get the results. But if anybody need, I'm a life coach and a guru. Y'all 24 hours. You smile. You smile at that black man. You smile at him. Hey, cause you know one thing. Today is Easter. You know what come with Easter, huh? They got a lot of bunnies hopping around out here. They about to take a trip on their favorite rocket ship. So they got some buttons on it. But nah, though, I love y'all. If y'all need, if anybody else need life coaching advice and things of that nature, y'all go to my, I got a text line at the top of my bio. You heard me? Sometimes the truth hurts, but it heals. I love you all. This is Kevin Gates. And me and Brittany, we approve this message. I love this for me.
You see, I'm going to start from the get-go. See, I thought Kevin Gates had a wife or something like that. Mind you, I've not seen or heard anything about her. But Brez, I had given advice to someone else. There's nothing wrong with commenting, giving your opinions. But I feel like after LeBron responded, his wife responded, you should have took that as, okay, maybe I don't know more about what's going on. Because Brez's situation, I'm talking about Kevin Gates. Brez, yeah, as I said, people should be asking questions about his situation. But he seems to think he is the aficionado, or you know what I'm saying, the guru, as he said.
If anybody need, I'm a life coach and a guru.
Yet he was married to a lady. I don't know if he's still married to her, and we don't know what's going on. He's out here with a lady that, you know, no hate to Brittany Renner, but people would say, I mean, compared to your first lady, this one was not really, you know what I mean? But hey, who am I to say, right? But I do, I'm gonna say, because I mean, clearly bro don't even care, you know what I'm saying? He thinks, you know, bro, that's the thing about reactions. When we do this, I say this as well, you know, as I react to people, I expect people to, you know, react back to me. When you point a finger, the other fingers are pointing back at you. First and foremost, bro, you don't know enough of this situation for you to give that advice. Secondly, I mean, you're talking about lust as opposed to love. This is a woman that's been with bro for like 20 years or something like that. I'm talking about LeBron and his wife. So you talking and chiming your ish and all that good stuff, do you think it really matters? You talking about the truth hurts and all that good stuff.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but it heals.
Bro, you don't know enough to say jack squat. Real talk. And by the way, I fuck with Gates, like tough. Like I rock with Gates. But you can call, you know, say I speak my opinion the same way he speaks his opinion, bro. You know, so as I said, people can say, what about your ex? What's up with her? We don't see nothing. We seen you with another chick completely and just, you know what I mean? And then the other chick. So it's like, bro, come on, bro. Like you giving advice and realistically, as I just said, bro, you don't have enough knowledge to chime in on someone's personal life. This is marriage. You should know better. If you're really giving advice, you should know better that opinions are opinions. That doesn't have nothing to do with actual marriage. Like I always say on this channel, bro, the relationship is between LeBron and his wife. The same way your relationship in your past or whatever it currently is with you and your chick. People chiming in without having enough information is just outside looking in. Nothing, you can't judge from the outside looking in if you don't have enough information. That's just the truth about it. You know what I mean? And that's just my personal opinion about this. You know what I'm saying? No hate to either guy, but for sure, you know, you can see LeBron's response. You know, that would be my response too. You know what I'm saying? And his wife's response too.
Anyway, so.
It's like, bro, like what? You know what I mean? Just like who is this nigga talking to? Mind you, like, you know, what Kevin Gates known for, all the freaky ish. So, bruh, you know what I mean? Respectfully, bruh, stick to doing all that freaky stuff.
I can do whatever I want to do, whatever I want to do, whatever I want to do.
If you ain't got no marriage that's lasted as long as theirs and, you know, still rocking, unless, you know, you went to school to study relationship stuff, and you get what I'm saying, though, you know what I mean? You can chime, you can react, but when you find out there's more to it, you saying this is your man's, is your man's.
Ron, I love you, because you my. I already know she was just, you ain't gonna let him talk, man. You had to, but behind closed doors, you, hey, good game. But anyway, look, long as you being celebrated, I don't care who don't like me. Long as you being celebrated, that's all I care about. Cause you my, and I love you.
The man is telling you, bro, stop talking about our business, bro. You still chiming in, still trying to back it up, talking about, man, the truth hurts, bro.
So I don't care if I gotta fall out with somebody I love to get the results. We're gonna get the results, but if anybody need, I'm a life coach and a guru.
That's how I say, what's up with your chick? You know what I mean? There's a lot that we can be saying about that. That's why I said pointing the finger means the, you know what I mean? This is a line of empathy, bro. Your boy Almighty got a positive vibe. So as I'm saying it, bro, even me, as I'm reacting to this, bro, I might take it like, you know, what's up with you? Cool, that's all accepted, but you know, is the way he approaches the situation. I get it, he's laughing. I really think it's just content. I think bro just doing all this a trend. You know what I'm saying? Him with Brittany Renner, all that stuff. I don't even know. I'm not gonna hold you. But for me, I definitely think this is not a smart play. You know what I'm saying? This is not, you know, it's just, we don't have enough information, period. You know what I'm saying? From what you're observing, you talking about women that want bro for, that's lust, bro. The white women that you talking about, they don't know nothing about bro. They just know, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's LeBron. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? This old girl was with him, I'm guessing, before all that stuff. They've been together since from the get-go. And you talking about, and you still, bro, come on, bro. You still expect her to be, and you don't know what's going on. That's just what I'm, you know what I mean? So it's like, man, a lot of empathy, man. It's your boy Almighty, man. Y'all can let me know what y'all think, because I definitely think Gates is not, I wouldn't even listen to him. Like, I think it's just this is just content. Realistically, you know what I'm saying? And this whole situation, to me, I wasn't gonna react to it. I seen it trending. I was just like, bruh, you know, it just seems silly to me, period. You know what I mean? But as I said, I react to trending topics, and you know, from a point of empathy, from, you know, a point where all of us can look at it and be like, would I not, you know what I mean? And I definitely would not, because this doesn't even make sense. Like I don't even understand why this is even a topic, but you know what I mean? And by the way, social media is out there. You know how social media is, but you bring anything to social media, people just react the way they want. Fans, you know, talking about, oh, maybe, you know, LeBron's wife is tripping, da, 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 all that. Bro, y'all can't, bro. Bro, y'all did not marry the chick. Y'all don't know what they've been through. Y'all, none of that shit, bro. So, you know what I mean? You can chime and all that good stuff, but don't expect bro to change his mind or do anything based on your opinion. That's just the truth about it. So, you know, y'all can let me know what y'all think. It doesn't really matter. It really doesn't matter. What I think, you think, Gates thinks, you know what I'm saying? But show boy Almighty, man. Got a positive vibe, man. Line of empathy. I'm going to see y'all next time. Peace.
Almighty push.